In New Hampshire, with exactly 10 weeks to go before the traditional first-in-the-nation presidential primary, two Democrats from neighboring states are locked in a fight for supremacy. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has jumped into a double-digit lead by putting together an innovative grassroots fundraising and organizing effort. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, once thought to be the leading Democrat to take on President Bush, has found himself in second place and trying to revitalize his campaign. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on what happened.
When John Kerry decided to fire his campaign manager last week, it was meant to send a message that he was going to do everything he could to re-energize his campaign. Last Thursday, he was in New Hampshire, a state his aides concede he has to win. He was campaigning at Vino's Restaurant in Concord. This is what's known as a drop-by, nothing staged, just the candidate meeting voters. The owner of the restaurant might have known Kerry was coming, but he clearly didn't know who Kerry was.
How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
What's your name?
Billy.
Hey, Billy. How you doing,
Billy,
man?
Billy DeZopoulos. Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
From Boston?
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
What's your last name?
K-E-R-R-Y.
Kerry?
New Hampshire State Senator Sylvia Larson has been with Kerry since the beginning. At Vino's, she talks about what Kerry has to do to make up the ground he's lost to Howard Dean with New Hampshire voters.
Anger is a motivator, but in the long run, I do think that what will motivate people to replace our current president is someone who has the knowledge and background to do it in a even-handed, thoughtful manner, and that's what Kerry can do. What we need to do in the campaign is communicate that while Dean may be an appealing first choice, for the long haul, John Kerry can carry the nation.
John Kerry, David, good to see you. How are you?
Electability is the main concern for Linda Ricard, a Democrat who's wrestling with the choice of Dean versus Kerry.
It's a little premature, but I have to tell you, I love Dean. I like his views very much. I like the way he's looking at the healthcare system, but John Kerry is doing the same thing. So it's hard, you know. What I like about John Kerry is he's cool-headed, and I love Dean, but he can be a little hot-headed. So I'm a little worried. I want to make sure that whoever wins the primaries is going to win against Bush.
Kerry may still be able to convince voters like Ricard that he is the most electable, but others, like Mike DeMartelli, have already made up their minds. DeMartelli has a lot of respect for Kerry, he says, but he's going to vote for Howard Dean.
I love the guy.
I think he just, there's something about him. He comes across as being very sincere, genial, feisty. I like that, too. I think that's what we need, somebody that speaks from his heart and says what's on his mind. You know, Dean's tough.
Kerry's fortunes are a constant subject of conversation among Democrats in Washington. Donna Brazile, who managed Al Gore's campaign in 2000, speaks for many in her party when she describes what's become of the campaign that was once seen as the one to beat. Kerry was the candidate with the most money, the best team, and the most impressive resume, but Brazile says it turns out something was missing.
The missing ingredient, I believe, is a message. In the beginning, he said his message would be the courage to lead, along with his resume as a war hero, as a senator, as a local prosecutor. And what happened was he started off as this awesome force within the Democratic Party, and, you know, during the summer months, the Kerry campaign just fizzled, just never took off.
In an interview, Kerry insists he still has plenty of time to turn things around.
Look, I'm as passionate and as feisty and as tough and as much of a fighter as anyone in this field. And nobody has ever doubted that about me in the course of my political career or my life. And they're going to see a fight over these next days because I'm fighting for my vision of how we can make this country better and stronger. And I like my vision. I like my health care plan. I like the fact that I'm not going to raise taxes on the middle class, and Howard Dean is. I like the fact that I have experience in foreign policy, and he doesn't. I like the fact that every poll shows that I can beat George Bush more handily than he even gets close. These things matter to people, and over the course of the next months, they're going to hear about it.
But Kerry has been pointing out the differences between his and Dean's positions on taxes, guns, campaign finance, and other issues for weeks now, and it hasn't made a difference. Part of the problem is that Dean's appeal is based on more than issues. Dean's straightforward style and his use of the internet has fueled a powerful grassroots effort his supporters say is more than just a campaign, it's a movement. For example, while other candidates schedule house parties where they can meet voters in person, Dean volunteers manage to get people to show up for his house parties even if Dean isn't there. At the Winnicunnet High School gym in Hampton, New Hampshire, as volunteers set up metal folding chairs for a town hall meeting with Dean, Jeff Farrell explains how Kerry lost his vote.
Because I live in New Hampshire and am a Massachusetts native, he by default was the person whom I was going to go for. But he just never seemed to campaign aggressively. And in the meantime, Dean opposed the war in Iraq, and he stayed with that no matter how unpopular he was when he had that position. And Kerry flip-flopped. I mean, first he voted for it, and now he's voting against the $87 billion aid package. So it just seems like he's going for whatever the polls will favor him on.
Dean's town hall has the feel of a revival meeting. He gets plenty of questions about policy, but he also gets comments like this.
As I drive around and see those beautiful blue signs springing up all over, including at the end of my driveway, I see Dean for America, and that says it all. You keep slapping that donkey, and we're taking you all the way to the White House.
Thank you.
And Dean gets a standing ovation when he delivers his trademark call for his supporters to take back their party and their country.
I'm not just sitting here asking for your vote. I want your vote. What I really want is for all of us to take responsibility for our country again. We can't despair about what's happening under George Bush if we're not willing to stand up and do something about it. And what this campaign is about is empowering people to stand up for themselves again and to be proud of who we are and to fight back. That's what we need to do.
There are still 10 weeks left before New Hampshire voters go to the polls. Plenty of time for the Granite State to do what it's done so many times in the past, deliver an unpleasant surprise to the front runner. Think of John McCain beating George W. Bush. In the next 2 months, Kerry says he'll be blanketing the state with his own volunteers. He's got new television ads on the air, and he's brought on Gene Shaheen, the popular former governor of New Hampshire. And Kerry will be doing everything he can to convince voters that no matter how appealing they find Howard Dean, he is the one who is better able to get them what they want, a Democrat in the White House. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.